Hello and welcome to Modern Day Human, helping you align with your highest frequency and activate more of your spiritual self in daily life. My name is Brian, and this episode is about evolving through your ego, which has definitely gotten a bad rap. It seems to be constantly talked about as something we must destroy in order to evolve and awaken more of our spiritual selves. But as my relationship with my ego has evolved, I've come to see it much differently. The way I view the ego is more like an interface to the physical world. It helps our soul interact and experience the physical world. We came here to evolve through our experiences of life, and the soul can only have the experience of evolving through the ego for the purpose of experiencing a path back to oneness. It's a lot of words, but I basically believe that the task is more about infusing our ego with spiritual awareness rather than destroying it. Because as we do this, we can then start experiencing the exhilaration of raising our frequency and also become the master creators that we were meant to be, who can consciously enjoy the experience of our creations. So that's pretty cool, right? Something you can share at your next dinner party. When someone asks you, you know, what you do, you can say, oh, me, well, I'm in the process of evolving my ego so that I can, you know, become like a master creator of the third dimension, allowing me to consciously experience myself with my own creation. How about you? What do you do? You can be that weirdo. I mean, who knows? Someone might be like, cool, me too, love that. And then you've found one of your people. You know, there's more and more of us out there, so we're starting to find each other. But anyways, back to the topic. We are here to evolve, and our ego is the key to that, the gateway for evolving. Now, having said that, I thought I would share my latest understanding of all of it. And I reserve the right to tweak this at any time, just saying, okay? So, starting at the highest level possible, we are all one consciousness that has separated itself for the purpose of knowing itself as oneness. And our physical lives are one of the ways through which we can evolve back towards oneness. Now, the physical world vibrates at a frequency that requires us to condense our consciousness into a narrower focus so that we can see and experience ourselves in detail. And in order to do this, we need an avatar, a character through which we can interface with the third dimension. And this avatar is comprised of a body and a personality and an ego. The body is, of course, our physical appearance. And then our personality is the combination of traits that make the avatar unique. Traits like, you know, being funny or serious or artsy or analytical or shy or outgoing, you know, all of those. And then the ego is basically our operating system. It runs a program of thoughts, beliefs, wants, and needs that create the parameters for the experiences we have. And it's this programming that shapes our lives and also gives us our sense of identity in the physical world. It's what allows us to see ourselves as a separate and unique individual. And this sense of identity begins to develop from the moment we're born and then continues its journey of evolving throughout our physical life. But here's the challenge. It doesn't have the benefit of the soul's broader perspective at first. There's this veil between the physical realm and the spiritual realm, which renders us unconscious of our true identity as spiritual beings. So when we're born, we have to start navigating this life not really knowing who we are, what we are, or what we're doing. The ego can only go off of the data it collects and interprets through its life experiences, including what it's told by others. We are extremely impressionable early on in life, so the thoughts, beliefs, and energy of others actually play a really big part in the development of our ego. Can we just take a moment to appreciate the complexity and the challenge of all of that? I mean, that's a lot. This is what gives me so much empathy for all of us. We're all really just doing the best we can given what we started with, right? It's not an easy task to even become aware of our ego, much less then realize and accept that it's not even who we really are. Have you ever read one of those choose your own adventure books? You know what I'm talking about? Basically, it's a book in which at some point in the story, you get to choose one of two directions. And then you turn to a certain page in the book, depending on what choice you made, to discover where the story goes. And you continue making these choices throughout the book. So one story, like one beginning, can have multiple alternate endings depending on your choices. I mean, if I want to be, you know, up to date here, the modern day equivalent would be video games. There are now games in which you do the same thing. In fact, even before you start the game, you can actually create your character, your avatar. You can create all the facets of their appearance and also the personal traits like their charisma, their strength, their wisdom, their faith, you know, etc. And that's how I think it is for our soul. We set up the conditions of our character, our body, our personality, and our ego, and then we let the character go and see what happens, you know? And I believe the way we set up these conditions is by choosing where we're born, when we're born, and to whom we're born. And all of that sets up conditions that determine a certain trajectory for our ego through which we then experience life. So our soul sets it all up, and then we essentially press play, are born, and the game begins. And it's not predetermined exactly how the game plays out either. It depends upon how the ego develops through its experiences. So for a good chunk of time, the ego develops and is basically on autopilot. It has experiences and it responds to those experiences, which then lead to new experiences, and then it reinforces or changes its beliefs based on those experiences. And it just, you know, kind of continues like that. Habits start to form as well as a paradigm of the world. And the higher self experiences all of this through the avatar. Now it can offer guidance, but it's up to the ego to accept that guidance. That's where free will comes into play, which I know I talked about a little bit a couple episodes ago. But anyways, it's all good to the soul. Our soul knows the rules of the game, and it benefits from all the experiences of the ego. So it doesn't need the ego to do anything specifically. It just needs the ego to do what it does, you know, to live life and experience what it can. The soul incarnated to have these experiences. Again, it can set up the beginning of the game so that it increases the probability of having certain experiences, but the rules are that you don't know exactly what's going to happen. Things can change at any moment depending upon your avatar's ego and what you decide to do. And that's okay with the soul because it can just do it all again with another avatar. In fact, it is doing this because space and time does not exist outside the third dimension. So I believe my soul is currently experiencing many lives, one of which is this one, through the avatar named Brian. And there's always a possibility of a major twist in the story. So going back to the choose your own adventure analogy, as long as the character is not aware of its true nature, that it is actually the avatar of a spiritual consciousness, so if it doesn't know that, then our soul basically sits back and absorbs all the experiences, good and bad, through the character. But the character can, at any moment, awaken to the truth of who they are, turn to the observer of the story, the higher self, and say, hey, I'm aware of you, and I'm open to some guidance as far as what I should do next. And that's when things really become interesting, because our soul can then offer guidance that can help lead our avatars along the paths we want to travel. Our soul has the advantage of a broader perspective and can see the various trajectories along various timelines. So when there is an awakening within an avatar, the soul can start playing the game at another level. And remember, it's all good to the soul. It's not tied to having certain experiences. It appreciates and cherishes all of them. But it is super fun when the soul gets to play at, let's call it, level 2 in the game. Actually, let's call it level 3. Like level 1 could be when you're a child and just developing your ego. Level 2 would be then when you're fully in your ego. And then level 3 is when you realize you're actually not your ego. And what's so exciting is that the egos of our avatars are now awakening to this level 3 awareness of ourselves, as we realize that we are vehicles through which our soul can experience life and the various aspects of itself, we can then really start creating our life experiences consciously and with the benefit of a broader perspective. This is where egos start to differentiate themselves further into those that learn to listen to their guidance and those that do not. I mean, that could even be level 4, right? The level where you realize you are not your ego and you listen to the guidance from your higher self. Now, the fact that you're listening to this and even gotten this far means that you're definitely in the group that is learning to listen to guidance. And if we prioritize this process of blending our physical and non-physical selves right now, we're all going to be catapulted along our paths of evolution into higher frequencies of love. I just wanted to kind of put that all out there for my own clarity, and I hope that you gain some clarity as well. So let's kind of give some reminders here to help us align more with our spiritual guidance. The first one that I want to do is keep reminding myself that I'm really a spiritual being who is just experiencing myself in the physical world right now. I'm an avatar with a body, a personality, and an ego. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I want to practice mindfulness and practice observing myself in the present moment, observing myself, thinking my thoughts, feeling my feelings, experiencing my reality. Practice being the observer, observing myself as the avatar of my life. And then the third thing I want to do is I want to ask my higher self for guidance and then be open to receiving it. This is where the practice of stillness is going to come in really handy, since guidance can often be so subtle. My stillness is what can help me recognize when and how I receive guidance. So I think those are the three most impactful things that you can anchor into your life right now. Remembering who you really are, practicing mindfulness and being the observer throughout the day, and then asking for guidance and being receptive to receiving it. And I'd like to end with the message that I received that inspired this episode, which is this. Your ego plays a beautiful role in the evolution of your soul. It is the interface which helps make your physical experience possible. You are here to evolve your ego and infuse it with the awareness of your higher self. You are here for the exhilaration of raising your frequency and becoming a master creator of the third dimension, experiencing yourself within your own creation. All of this on your return back to oneness. This is only possible through the evolution of your ego, which is meant to be loved. So I hope you found something helpful here. If you'd like further support to help you activate more of your clarity, power, and potential, you can always visit themodernelf.com or click the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you in the next episode.